It's Helping Hand on All Things Considered. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are grateful to catch up with a returning guest. It's Parents, Inc. joining us, and that stands for Providing Awareness, Referrals, Education, Nurturing, Therapy, and Support. It's a private nonprofit that focuses on the healthy growth for everybody in the family, but also has a very serious side, prevention and treatment of child abuse and neglect. But they go about raising funds for part of their mission with a fun thing, this annual kickball tournament that they do Saturday, April 6th in the Honolulu area in Kaneohe, and then Saturday, April 13th in Hilo. Executive Director Lisa Grew joining us today on Helping Him. Welcome back. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having us on.
You are quite welcome. So explain who you guys are, kinds of work that you're basically focused on.
Yes, so Parents, Inc., like you said, is an acronym, and we do parenting, education, and support services throughout the islands, focusing right now on Oahu and the Big Island. Our mission is to strengthen families by providing resources, skills, support, and advocacy to create cycles of positive parenting. So actually any resource, caregiver, parent, auntie, uncle, grandparent, anyone that actually cares for children would benefit from our services.
So you kind of expand that to anybody who's coming in into contact with the kid is going to play a role in sort of shaping them, impacting them, and so they all sort of fall under a larger version of what parents can
yes.
be.
Yes. You know, none of us were born with a manual, right? An instruction on how to be a parent, how to raise children. And a lot of different jobs do actually deal with raising children. You know, teachers raise children, daycare providers, nannies, all kinds of professions deal with children on a daily basis. And we have skills and tools and resources available to help us navigate some of the challenges of raising another human being.
And some of the programs that parents are involved in come through being assigned sort of the people get put in them based on experiences they've had. Others are more preventative things that people can dial in on themselves. Talk about those programs first, the ones that you offer that are sort of you're trying to get to people before they end up having to be assigned a case with you.
Well, we have several parenting programs. So we do have the child welfare families that are in the system for child abuse and neglect. We also are in most of the treatment facilities. We're in the prisons doing parenting education. So when they get out of prison again, they can reunite with their family and learn some skills and tools on how to raise a healthy family. We're also doing general public classes for anyone in the community, anybody that wants to take a class, that wants to learn some skills and tools, especially 21st century tools, right? With, like I said, the technology and things we need to keep up on. And we're also in the Department of Education. We're teaching classes, skill building classes with parents in the educational system, especially those parents with truancy issues, having a hard time getting their children to school on time or getting them to school at all, having challenges in their life that are preventing them from being as effective as they want to be. So we're just here to support any way a parent needs help.
On an average week, when you get the referrals that come from a child welfare case or something where there has been domestic abuse and then they're reaching out to you for any number of reasons, how do they do that? Do they call you guys, email you? Like, what happens on a week-by-week basis over there?
Yeah, so all calls come into child welfare first. They have a hotline and an intake, and then they determine the level of that threat or that violence that someone's reporting. And there's different levels. There's low levels, there's medium levels, and there's high. A low level risk, then you get referred to a nonprofit that does family strengthening services. If you're a medium risk, you'll go to voluntary case management, which we do in the Big Island. And then if you're a high risk, you go to comprehensive counseling support services, which we also do in the Big Island and on Oahu, the group-based parenting, with wraparound services with Catholic Charities and Child and Family Service and PAC. So all four of us kind of manage those services. So they all go into these different levels.
I get it.
And then as a provider, Parents Inc. would go in and assess, do an assessment, find out where they need support. And we do skill building, counseling, group-based parenting to try to help them in whatever area they need help in.
And about how many new cases come in per week?
That's hard to say because it really does fluctuate. But over the year, annually, over 4,000 parents and children benefit from our services each year.
And but that wouldn't be new clients. That would be some existing?
Some existing, but mostly new clients, 4,000 every year.
Okay, so 4,000 individuals, the bulk of those would be new per year.
Yes, because the services could last up to a year, maybe even 18 months, but usually each year we get
How long they would last.
Yes.
In all, how do you guys get your funding?
So that's interesting, because a lot of people don't understand that nonprofits, although we get grants and contracts to run these programs, they don't cover all of our expenses. Mm. They only cover the program expenses. There are business expenses that the contracts don't allow us to reimburse for. So we need about $20,000 to $25,000 a year just to cover those costs above and beyond what our contracts and grants cover. It's much harder for us. I think a lot of people don't know us, even though we've been here so long, don't really know what we do. We don't have that big name. So we struggle a lot more raising funds than some of the bigger nonprofits. But we need those funds to operate, to stay in business.
Are the kickball tournaments the primary fundraising method?
Yes, it is our annual signature fundraiser. We established a kickball tournament because April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And it's just not something a lot of nonprofits do. We wanted to do something unique that wasn't like everyone else. So we started the kickball tournament, and it's a day of community. It's a day of getting out, having fun in the sun, and communication and team building with others.
What are the important technical details?
Well, again, it's a fundraiser, and it's for fun. So even though some people that play on leagues come out, we really want to reach out to the general public. We want you to feel like a kid again and come out and just kick the ball around.
So it's not heavily competitive.
Yeah, it's not heavily competitive. Although we do give prizes, first, second, and third place prizes. We also do a costume contest. Huh. So people dress up.
You know, the whole team would maybe wear a choreographed outfit.
Exactly.
And so what's the requirement?
The ages are 8 years old and up, and minimum is 8 players per team, up to 15 players per team.
And then people who are saying, you know, I think it's a great idea, I don't see myself out there playing it, but I would like to support it in another way, which is totally understandable too. You might be able to say, well, of these are the things that somebody could donate or provide or help us to run. What would those areas be?
Several areas. One is volunteers. We need volunteers for this event. We need scorekeepers, refs, photographers, man the booths, and then donations. You can do in-kind donations of food, water, drink, sound system. We do really rely on the community to come out and help us and support us. You can donate team prizes. We need a set of 8. We give a minimum of 8 prizes. We solicit the stores and the restaurants to give us a set of like 8 gift cards.
You have grand prizes too?
We do. We have a lucky draw. Some restaurants will say, well, I can't give you a set of 8, but I'll give you one $50 gift card.
Right.
And then we'll do a lucky draw and have those prizes available.
Beyond the events, before I give a plug for you guys' contact information, what are other ways that you could use support the rest of the year?
Yeah, we can always use volunteers, whether it's clerical in the office or manning outreach booths or other fundraising events. We do little fundraisers throughout the year. However, this is our really big fundraiser we do, the kickball tournament. And we are going to be doing our very first concert this year. So in July, it's National Parents Day, July 28th on a Sunday. And the 27th, we're going to be doing a Parents Night Out concert.
Where is that?
We have already reserved the artistry for that. That'll be Saturday, July 27th.
Number of ways you can get involved and support this organization. HawaiiParents.org is how you will find them online and learn more information about these two events coming up Saturday, the 6th of April in Kaneohe, Saturday, April 13th in Hilo for the two kickball fundraising awareness raising events. You can send an email to Lisa, lisagrew@HawaiiParents.org, LGROULX. @HawaiiParents.org. In the Honolulu area, 808-235-0255. On Hawaii Island, 808-934-9552. All the contact information, the full radio interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Kickball fundraising tournaments that they've got, annual tournaments, Saturday, April 8th in Kaneohe, Saturday, April 13th in Hilo, and it is Parents, Inc. that are doing this. Executive Director Lisa Grew, appreciate what you're doing. It's a humble mission, and you turned it in. You try to have a good time with it, too, and do something fun and nostalgic that also lets people work together towards a common goal, bigger goal, like lots of little teams all working towards really the same goal throughout the day. So wishing you a whole bunch of success in that, and on behalf of all the people who are in a really terrible spot that you end up helping to sort matters out in vulnerable, difficult realities, thanks for doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you to Hawaii Public Radio and Dave Lawrence for having us on and promoting nonprofits and causes. We really like your generous heart and how much you give back to the community. So thank you so much, Dave.